Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. Next up is Monica Speaking by Jean Rebick, directed by Charlotte Tinkin and starring Kate O'Kane as Brianna, Tammy Brockway Joyce as Monica, Sarah Overman as Janice, Yuto Yawata as Nico, Rowan Bro as Jared, and Jeannie Doherty as Mom.
Monica, was there a problem with 8524? You didn't record anything, and the log says your call lasted 9.2 minutes.
Oh, no, Brianna. Just the usual with password resetting, computer phobia, old age, you know, whole package.
Oh, that's great. Can you see me rolling my eyes? No, you can't because you're facing your screen. I wish we could charge people for being incompetent. TikTok, people! Time's the stream I go fishing in, and oh, how shallow it is.
Wonderful. Our new supervisor knows Thoreau. Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Monica, it only took 3 calls to get you this time.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Hughes.
Janice,
they're really tight about time here, and they monitor every call as soon as we enter any information. I might have to hang up on you again. So it's an insulated 3-car garage.
Exactly. It must have added at least $10,000 to the cost of the home. Plus, it's plenty of space for both of us, you know, but it is his territory. All these tools and balls and rackets and sawhorses. Who really needs to have sawhorses around?
And the 3 bedrooms, I mean, in addition to the master.
Already used. We're both working from home, so that's 2 offices, and the other is some sort of male gaming room now. There's lots of screens and gadgets and empty beer cans. I stopped going in there.
With an adjusted gross income of over $200,000, it would seem
Monica,
like...
Monica, it's just not that simple.
But what you're asking for, I mean, everyone processes grief in their own way, and lots of people hold on to possessions.
I've tried. Just,
but in the course of your marriage, I mean, with a square footage of 3,500 and a half-acre lot, your husband, he's an accumulator, and you're a saver. There's a difference.
Yes, but it's been 2 years since we lost Kaylee. She was only 4. She just didn't have many things.
I know. And in that time, your husband's been filling spaces with more and more stuff, more distractions for himself, while you just want to hold on to her things, to the past.
It really feels like the beginning of something big, like a rip that turns into a tear until you're looking at 2 pieces of material where there used to be 1.
It's been a pleasure to assist you, Mrs. Hughes. I hope you feel you've hit a grand slam with us. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, everyone, let's not get frittered away by the details. Just the essentials for a preliminary quote. Get them hooked. All good, Monica?
Yeah, thanks, Brianna. Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Finally, your voice is nice to hear.
Oh, you don't sound any better.
I might be. I never get your email with the estimate.
I know. That website is a pig, and no one picks up the phone at these government agencies, but I've almost got your forms filled out, Nico, and since there's no deadline to worry
no
about...
No deadline? I have mortgage, food, insurance.
Of course, of course. The good news is it looks like you could receive half your average take-home pay. And could you give me the last 4 digits of your Social Security number, please, Mr. Ron?
More. You say you already filled out the forms. 4729.
Thank you, sir. I know. It's my supervisor. She's on the prowl today.
Prowl?
Never mind. Nico, I should get the paperwork submitted tonight, and then it's just a matter of waiting. And checking your balance. I set it up for them to put it right into your bank account.
I do not receive checks for unemployment?
Unemployment, no. No, you won't receive any checks. The woman at the agency told me you should start seeing the money in your account in about 2 weeks. In the meantime, try to take advantage of the time off. Hang out with your wife, play outside with your adorable kids. Nico?
They with her sister now.
Oh, well, later then, when they're back.
In Seattle.
Oh. Oh, Nico. I'm so glad we could help you, Mr. Ron. It's been a pleasure to assist you. I hope you feel you've hit a grand slam with us. Have a great rest of your day.
Monica.
Yes, Brianna.
I don't mean to interrupt your social hour, But 4729, still getting quotes for a tiny rambler. You should have had that sealed up a long time ago.
Totally. Things just got a little messed up when he got laid off.
We'll offer him the deferred payments for the first 3 months. That should give him time to land on his feet.
I'm trying to help him avoid higher fees and penalties. I think his wife and kids had to move out. He could lose his home.
Oh, hard times. 10 till closing, everyone. Tick tock.
Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hey, I just wanted to check on something with our policy.
Is this a claim for an existing policy, sir?
What do you mean?
Are you calling about a homeowner's policy you already have with us, sir?
Oh, yeah, we already have it.
All right, then. If you'll hold one moment, I'll be able to transfer you to one of our customer service reps who can help you.
Monica, it's Jared. Jared, we talked last week.
About a home? Last week? Jared. Oh, you're the kid. Sorry. I mean, you're 17.
It's okay. It's my parents' policy, actually.
I know. And how did they react? Did you tell them? I don't see a claim filed yet.
Reminder team, ride that train. Don't let it ride you.
Yes, sir. That would include water damage from any kinds of spills caused by you or your guests in your home. Sorry, my supervisor. Are you doing okay, Jared?
Don't they record these calls for quality control purposes?
No, that's just a bunch of crap they tell incoming callers. It's supposed to make people feel self-conscious so they don't yell at us when they're denied coverage.
Hmm.
So, did they kick you out? Tell me you don't have to pay for the whole thing.
Does it work?
What?
The quality control. Do people stop yelling at you?
Oh, no.
I just wanted to say thanks. Again, for the talk last week, you were really nice. I spend a lot of time at home now, just thinking, you know.
Yeah, I think we all do that, Jared. If I didn't get to be at the office part-time, I am glad to hear your policy's working out for you, sir. It's been a pleasure to assist you. I hope you feel you've hit a grand slam with us. Have a great rest of your day.
Monica.
Yes, Brianna.
That last call, 2539. Another existing account. No changes, no upgrade, no bundling. Your log says customer inquiry.
I thought it was going to go somewhere, maybe increase the property damage.
Miss Congeniality.
Thank you for calling Homebase Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. How may I assist you today?
Monica, I see it's Monica.
Hi, can you speak more clearly, please?
Monica?
I'm having a hard...
And
if you're on your smartphone, you don't need it next to your mouth.
I understand.
Make sure you're not covering the... okay, Mom. Stop driving.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better. Mom, why are you driving?
Well, I'm not really driving.
Mom, I could hear the engine.
I shut it off.
But you were driving.
Not really. Well, I decided to... It wasn't a good idea. So I turned back and I thought, if you have time after work, I mean, if you could just...
Of course, you shouldn't be going anywhere. What do you need?
Well, honey, you know, I haven't seen you in a while and I really didn't want to worry you, but the muscle spasms, they've gotten really worse lately.
Sure, I'll be happy to look that up for you. Mom, I saw you last week, and they're not going to refill your prescriptions like that anymore. We've already changed pharmacies, and the last time they said you'd have to wait longer in between. They keep all that on file.
I know, but I spoke with a girl at Walmart, and she suggested a new doctor.
Mom, you've already changed GPs and chiropractors.
I know, but I met with this new doctor.
No, that's no problem at all. Met? Did you drive there?
No. It was a teleconference. Anyway, this new doctor, she's a psychiatrist.
Keep going till closing, everybody.
Okay, so you found a crooked shrink who's the go-to for quick prescriptions?
She already called it in. And I thought, if you could pick it up on your way home, or I could ask someone else, maybe TJ.
Mom. Do not get the old boyfriend involved in this. It's bad enough as it is.
Honey, I don't know what you mean. It's bad enough. Are you still judging?
No, Mom, I just...
Because I was injured at a job I did for 30 years? You know I can't make the pain go away. If I could, I would.
I know.
But I can't sleep because it gets worse every night. I wake up and I think I'm 68 and I just...
And what?
I need my medication.
Remember the three P's, everybody. Perform, produce and produce more. Let's maximize those existing accounts.
Yes, I think I know just what you need. Mom, your medication, it's not yours. You've made it yours. You haven't lived without it for ages. And you can stop calling it medication, like it's some kind of helpful cure.
You don't think you're being just a little judgmental?
Mom, it's OxyContin.
I don't take that anymore.
Whatever. They all have codeine in them. Whatever brand or version you switch to. And you're using your daughter.
Using my daughter?
Because you can't drive to the pharmacy. Mom, it's running your life. It's running...
It's not running my life.
Can you really say that, Mom? Really? When was the last time you spoke to Lynn? When was the last time you took a walk?
Honey, you know it's hard.
Do you enjoy food? Do you enjoy reading or listening to music? Every time I'm there, you're either sleeping or watching programs.
I have to sleep during the day.
And you're moody or tuned out. I might as well not even be there, except that you need your medication. I gotta go, Mom.
Honey, I...
Thank you for calling Home Base Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Monica speaking. Can you hold, please?
Sure.
Honey, I'm always glad when
Mom,
you're...
Mom, it's all hurting you and me.
You? Well, what's causing you pain?
Helping you.
Tick-tock, everybody. Almost closing time.
And maybe another night,
I gotta go, Mom.
Okay, but Monica, I...
Bye, Mom. Thank you for...
I transferred that last one, Monica. The potential client... The one you put on hold.
I'm so sorry. I was just...
You were chatting with your mom. 8791. You didn't log any changes to her policy. Come on, Monica. Family is our most valuable asset. I've sold and upgraded more policies for family members than for any other client base per capita.
I know. She just needed me to grab some things on the way home. I didn't mean to...
Waste time. Lose a client. Get paid for personal calls. You know, when I started here, I thought you were someone with a great deal of professionalism. Someone who cared.
Brianna, I...
We should see measurable results from 64% of incoming calls to this division, Monica. Can you show any measurable results for today?
I'm not sure.
And your mum? Oh, I know. I've got one, too. It's a pain when they age and they get so needy. But that's what families are for. Let everyone else jump in and help her until it's obviously your turn.
I don't have a big family. It's just my mom and me.
Well, that's very generous of you, Monica. But you can't use company time to help your mom, even if she is using.
My mom? What?
Well, you just told her so yourself.
You
hear most of your conversations. It's my job. Look, this division is for people who love sales. You don't love sales, Monica. You love people.
I always thought that was...
Go home. Get some rest. Work on your resume. Well, let me get that one. Anyone calling this late is desperate, and I don't want to lose another prospect.
Brianna, I really do...
Go home, Monica. Thank you for calling Home Base Insurance Company. Our quotes hit the others out of the ballpark. This is Brianna speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hi. Is Monica there?
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you take, if you could, a single hour or day from the hard to the good. What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Get revenge, would you take the sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave you the power, would you go home?